In celebration of the station's 40th anniversary, KBIA has, for the last year, taken listeners to communities in, around, and beyond Mid-Missouri. Called the 4040 Project, it's a way for KBIA to focus on the communities where our listeners and our members live. I'm Trevor Harris, and this week, the 4040 Project heads to St. Louis. Most KBIA listeners in Mid-Missouri are quite familiar with St. Louis. Many Columbians, me included, grew up in or near St. Louis, came to Mizzou for school, and settled in Columbia afterwards. There are numerous St. Louis neighborhoods familiar to Columbians. These include the Central West End, Tower Grove Heights, and Old North. One neighborhood that may be less familiar is St. Louis's most northern neighborhood. That's Baden. Wanting to focus on the unfamiliar, I headed there. Settled in the years following the Civil War by Germans and African Americans, Baden is now 91% African American. It's bounded by the Mississippi River on the east, Interstate 70 on the south, and Highway 270 on the north. Baden is just near downtown St. Louis, but feels light years away. It was along the Mississippi River that I met Ardell Jones, who was out fishing on a blustery November Saturday.
I've been in St. Louis for approximately 40 years, mostly all my life. I'm 62 years old. But not as required, you got to have your fishing license to fish. However, I have mine. You know, it's a gold card. Make everything correct.
A few blocks from the North Riverfront Park where Ardell Jones fishes are century-old homes that alternate with vacant lots. These weed-choked lots represent the absence of a family and their home, owing to disinvestment and departure for greener pastures. Baden's turn-of-the-20th-century bungalows are mostly wood construction. It was here that I found Dennis Kohler at work rehabbing one of his two homes.
It's not Ladue or Clayton or West County. It's just a working-class area. So that's what the homes are. A lot of these homes were really one-bedroom bungalows. So you had families that were raised in here. And, you know, nowadays people are not interested in a one- or even a two-bedroom. They want three-bedroom homes. So unless you rehab them, people usually bypass them.
The Baden neighborhood is less populated than when Kohler arrived 20 years ago. Old-timers die off, he explained. Their homes turn into rentals and eventually are abandoned. These empty homes get vandalized and many eventually burn, leading to vacant lots. This decay is far removed from Baden's earlier years. Here's North St. Louis home rehabber Dennis Kohler.
A lot of areas have highs and lows, and this is an area where I think it could take off, definitely. The price is right. There's still homes. Like I say, this, look at that. I mean, with some work, I mean, you could really bring it back. I mean, for a home for $1,000, look what, you know, you could rehab it and really bring this house back. So it's a question of wanting to come up and making a commitment.
For now, depending on how you view things in Baden, there's abundant decay or untapped opportunity. For the 4040 Project from Baden in far north St. Louis, this is Trevor Harris for KBIA's 4040 Project. You can listen to past episodes of the 4040 Project online at kbia.org.